Which one's said beach?
Oh, I should. I meant that one.
Okay.
All right. Rolling.
You ready? Okay. We'll call our meeting to order. Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lank, any changes to the agenda this evening?
Yes, there are. There is. Whole business, subdivision number 2005-6 has been removed from the agenda. We did not have a county engineering approval, so we removed it from the agenda. That's all.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the agenda as corrected.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as corrected. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. The next order of business is the approval of the minutes of the June 22nd and July 6th, 2006 meetings.
Mr. Robertson provided me with some corrections to the July 6th, 2006 meeting. And that's all any comments I got.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the minutes of June 22nd, 2006 as presented. In the minutes of July 6, 2006, as amended.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the minutes of June 22, 2006, as presented, and the minutes of July 6, 2006, as amended. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our agenda where we will proceed with our public hearings. We have 7 public hearings tonight, but before we begin, for those of you who are not frequent flyers here at Planning and Zoning, our esteemed counsel, Mr. Robertson, has a few guiding principles for you to observe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As stated, this is the time and the place for the scheduled public hearings before the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings will be conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission that were adopted in 1998. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meetings to view the commission's deliberations and voting on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. We ask that you don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a cell phone, pager, beep, or other telephonic device with you, we ask that you take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman. Then the director will review any correspondence or agency comments that has been received. The applicant will then present its case to explain the application to the commission and may present any exhibits and testimony that supports the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that person identify themselves and speak first. Please identify yourself and by name and place of residence for the record whenever speaking to the commission. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on public comment or to terminate testimony that's irrelevant or unduly repetitive. The commission may ask questions of both supporters and opponents. There will be no direct questioning or cross-examination of witnesses or applicants. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct the question to the appropriate person if the commission thinks it's necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Our first public hearing is conditional use 1663 Toe Tapper LLC.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for professional office space to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.4422 acres, more or less, lying northwest of Route 24, 520 feet southwest of Road 297. For the benefit of the commission, I pass down copies of the site plans for this application. The file also has a copy of the survey of the property if there's a need to review the survey. I have 3 agency comments received to date. First one being from the Department of Transportation. It is in the form of a support facilities report. It is dated November 21st of 2005. Makes reference to the site being on John J. Williams Highway. The segment of John J. Williams Highway being Route 24 considered was Delaware 30 near Millsboro, Delaware 5. and also giving consideration to Route 297, which is at the same intersection as Route 5. There's an annual average daily traffic of 13,276 vehicles per day. There's a summer average of 17,347 vehicles. A traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service is level of service E, and it shows no change in the level of service. From the Sussex Conservation District, in the form of a memorandum and dated June 22nd of 2006, we are advised that the soil on the site is mapped to be Eastboro loamy sand, which has slight limitations for development. The applicants would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation after completion of construction. That the Eastboro soil is considered of statewide importance and hydric in small depressions. That there are no storm flood hazard areas affected, no tax ditches affected, and that it may not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared of the area and also a copy of a portion of soil survey map number 52. Lastly, from the County Engineering Department, received on July 11th, and making reference to this application, we are advised that the site is not presently in a county operated or maintained sanitary sewer district. In reference to wastewater capacity, the North Coastal Area Planning Study allocates 4 EDUs per acre for AR zone land. And in making reference to the size of the parcel and the 4 EDUs equals 9.76 EDUs. Approving projects at greater than design assumptions has a negative impact on sewer system capacity. We recommend against exceeding 4 EDUs per acre or approving an office of more than 9,760 square feet on this 2.44 acre project area. Capacity will be available for up to 9.76 EDUs. However, the county does not have a schedule to provide sewer service at this time. In additional comments, they advise that the project is in the environmentally sensitive developing area near the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District, and that the county is considering serving the entire project with the inland-based planning area for sewer service. The study shall be completed by September of 2006. The study will develop options for sewer service and make recommendations. The project proposes to develop using an individual on-site septic system. The county engineering does not object to the project using an on-site septic so long as the proposed office does not exceed 9,760 square feet. The sewer concept plan must be submitted to the county engineering department for review and approval, and a checklist for preparing the concept plan is attached to this letter. When the county provides sewer service, it is required that the on-site septic system be abandoned and a direct connection made to the county system at the developers and or homeowners association expense. And it adds that a concept plan is required, and it's signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. Gentlemen, that's all I have at this time.
All right, sir. Thank you. Is there someone here representing this application?
Yes. Good evening, gentlemen. Heidi Balliet on behalf of the applicant. With me this evening is the engineering firm of Regional Builders. Earl Jackson is seated to your right, and he'll be answering any questions with me after the presentation. Also, on behalf of the applicant is a member of Toe Tapper LLC, which is Dr. Orsini, if you could just acknowledge yourself. So, for the record, the parcel for which we're requesting a conditional use is zoned AR1, and it's located on the northerly side of Route 24. It's nearly 520 feet west of the intersection of Route 24 and County Road 297. My client proposes to use the property for professional offices. He currently intends to lease the offices for medical purposes, but we're asking for a professional, not so we don't narrow the use just to medical offices, because there is a further need beyond medical. There will be no retail sales on the site. There should be minimal adverse traffic impacts to the area because the use is consistent with other businesses in the area. In particular, the adjacent site has prior approval through the county for a Royal Farms. It's going to go in immediately to the east. And the proposal through my discussions with DelDOT is they are requesting that this property and Royal Farms do a shared entrance and that it be aligned with the other property that's also been approved directly across the street that's known as the 24 and 5 Business Center, which has already been approved by the county. The visibility of the section of the roadway is good, and a shared entrance would be beneficial for traffic. The proposed use is in accordance with the Sussex County Comprehensive Development Plan, since the parcel for which the conditional use is sought is in the environmentally sensitive development area, which permits this type of non-residential use proposed by my client. The professional use proposed will be consistent with the demands of the residents of the area. It'll bring professional and medical office to support the immediate community. There would be no adverse impact on surrounding property values or other neighborhood uses. My client's proposed use is consistent with other approved commercial and or business uses in the area, and I've already stated the two that have already been approved by the county immediately adjacent to this. There will be on-site septic, and Tidewater has committed to providing water to the site, and if I can quote from their letter, they have plans to install a water main along Route 24 in front of this property. It's directly from their letter. The socioeconomic benefit of the applicant's business is that it will provide needed medical and or professional businesses to support the community. The applicant has proposed finding and conditions, which we've proposed one of the conditions to be business hours from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 6 days a week, and a sign as would be permitted under the zoning ordinances. As indicated previously, the proposed site is located in an area which is deemed to be suitable for such use under the current comprehensive plan, and it promotes the health, safety, morals, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the present and future inhabitants of Sussex County. And the adoption of the conditional use is for the general convenience and welfare of the inhabitants of Sussex County. I'll now have Mr. Jackson come up, and both of us can answer any questions that you might have based on the plan that you've been submitted.
All right, we'll see if anyone has any. Mr. Johnson.
Well, given what DelDOT has recommended, I assume that the entrance that you show on here will be different than... Does this look like it's a separate entrance?
That's correct. It's still being...
Mr. Jackson, I need you to introduce yourself because you are being recorded, and that recorder does not have any eyes. It won't recognize you unless you tell it who you are.
Yeah, Earl Jackson, Regional Builders. I reside in Laurel, Delaware.
Thank you. Go ahead.
There's still applications to be made to DelDOT. We had done some preliminary findings with them about the shared entrance, but the Royal Farms project progressed faster than this one did, and we have to go back and do some negotiations with Royal Farms to align those entrances with the property across the street. So we have to properly go through the DelDOT procedure.
Sure. And what size of the building are you proposing?
The building size is 2,200 square feet, or 22,000 square feet, with the second floor included.
And what would your response be to the county engineer's department concerning that 9,760 square feet building versus the 22,000?
The type of use that we're proposing isn't as the flows and use of the septic system won't be as high as a residential situation, and we're going to go through the Department of Natural Resources obviously for approval on the septic system, and we are projecting in the future with the outcome of the study that's being done to join into the county's septic district or sewer system.
Right. Well, I think that's what the engineering department was referencing, is that you would be required to join in once it did become available, yet they're recommending a much smaller building on that acreage.
Mr. Chairman, may I add something to this comment?
Only if you give us your name first.
I'll be glad to.
Name's Robert Boyd, Regional Builders, Seaford, Delaware.
Proceed.
Earl hasn't been part of the interaction with Dr. Orsini. A large percentage of the building, especially the second floor, is going to be basically for orthopedic rehab. It's a little different use than just all of the space for just cut up into specific offices. So the density use of that structure is, it's going to be pretty much open and flexible. And I think, Roman, we figured about 2,000 feet would be just storage for the occupants of the building to have, because there's no other outside structure. We thought we would prepare space for them to be able to store whatever, their supplies, equipment, overflow. So really the density use, even though it's 22,000 square feet, typical utilization of that structure would be probably about 65% of that gross area.
Let me, can I ask a follow-up question on that, though? But that's a little bit different than what was stated, I think, in the presentation, is that it's for professional office space. I mean, so which is it? Is it going to be
part of the part of the medical office? The proposal for one of the units is that it be a large portion of it be used for that type of medical use, which is rehabilitation. So not necessarily for meeting with clients in small offices.
But what's to prevent it from being broken up into smaller offices 5 years from now?
This is true, unless it's part of the conditional use approval.
We could make that as a condition if you choose to. We, of course, build the type of building that the county would approve, and if there's some variance we need to come back and get for the size of the building, we would be open to doing that as well.
Okay. And in terms of your stormwater management pond in the front, what do you anticipate that being, a dry pond, a wet pond?
The engineers haven't done the total evaluation on it yet. We'll certainly comply with whatever ordinances Sussex Soil Conservation requires.
I don't have any more questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Burton?
Where would the trash disposal go? I see that.
We haven't totally designed a site yet, but we would most likely propose to have it out to the back of the property.
Is it front on both sides? Is that?
No, sir. Only the entrance and where you see the stormwater pond is the Route 24.
Okay, but is there frontage. A front door on the other?
Actually, the front door would be on the east side of the building.
Okay, facing Royal Farm.
This section right here, this being 24 here, front door's here.
No further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Gordy.
Are you proposing a lighted sign or?
I don't know that we have any requirements for a lighted sign, just standard sign.
Standard,
mm-hmm.
Unlit sign.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you received your septic feasibility back?
No, sir.
Not back yet. Okay. That's all the questions I have.
All right, so Mr. Smith? I had a question about, I guess, the location of the stormwater management pond that Mr. Johnson referenced to that being in the front of the property. Is that the best or only spot for that, perhaps based on your septic area having to go in the rear?
No, sir. The part of the consideration was to put it out front, do an aerator, like a beautification type system, a wet pond, similar to what we've done in Seaford around Nanticoke Hospital, the Mirror Center. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not. Just give it a nice appearance.
If that were the case, would there be someone that would be taking responsibility for the care and the maintenance of that? So your water feature would still continue to have the aesthetic value?
That would be a requirement of the actual owners.
No other question.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Counts?
Only a suggestion. I realize the configuration of the lot limits your design options, but in your redesign considerations for the new entrance, if you would give consideration to some of the suggestions in the better models concerning landscaping, location of parking in the front. This is going to be a new commercial area if this is approved, with this and other developments in the area. And presenting the structure with a nice presentation along 24 rather than parking spaces along 24 is an opportunity for some creative design and set the tone for the rest of the development that's going to occur along there. So if you would consider some of the suggestions in here before you finish your final design.
We will certainly take that into consideration.
Anything else, sir? Okay. Mr. Lang, excuse me. Mr. Lang.
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Robertson?
No questions.
Okay. Thank you very much. We'll see if the public has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of the conditional use 1663 Toe Tapper LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1663? Does anyone else on the commission have any questions?
Question.
Yes, sir.
Heidi, you made reference in your presentation to some proposed findings. Have you prepared those?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to submit those?
Yeah, I'll surrender them to you if you'd like.
And I think Mr. Counts is...
One other thing I forgot to mention. I believe this is within the environmentally sensitive development area, the first 600 feet west, I guess, or north. I'm not sure where. But anyway, on this side of 24, the first 600 feet is within the environmentally sensitive development area. So I believe it's part of the approval you need to have meet those requirements also.
Okay.
One more question.
Okay, Mr. Johnson.
What percentage of the building would you anticipate to be occupied by the owner, by the doctor?
Well, I believe they're going to be separate units. Right now, I think there's three units that are proposed based on the building that's submitted. So each one of those units would be occupied. If you're asking for particular uses for each one of those, I'd have to get further.
Did you talk about the majority of the second floor being used for the orthopedic rehabilitation being open area? Is that for the doctor here?
Would you like to comment? You have to introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Roman Orsini. I reside in Lewis, Delaware. The proposal for the building at this time is that approximately 5,000 square feet of the upstairs will be physical therapy and rehabilitation. The other sites are going to be broken up in according to the size and need of the physicians. For instance, one cardiologist is going to take 4,000 square feet. Two primary care physicians are going to take 4,000 square feet. Myself and my partner, which are podiatrists, are going to take 3,000 square feet. And there isn't much space left over after that, so maybe one other specialist. And then we have to exclude the 2,000 to 3,000 square feet, which we want to use for storage.
So it's about 3,000 for yourself and your partners?
Yeah.
Plus the 5,000 on the second floor?
For rehab, yes.
Right. Because that's part of your rehab?
No.
Oh, that's
physical
another.
Therapy.
I mean, but the rehab therapy, that's someone else?
Yes.
So it sounds like about four different medical practices in there.
Approximately four to five.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I think we're done.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to ask the question one more time just to be safe. Is there anyone else have any questions? All right, then. We'll close the public hearing. We invite you to spend the balance of your Thursday night with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to just call the office in the morning.
Thank you,
John. Our next public